Blog Talk Radio.
Beginning chapter 13. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our opening prayer.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be alive on this Friday, end of the week, and thankful that we are broadcasting live and people can hear us live. And more people are attracted to this message in Circles of Prosperity. A very powerful, impacting message about oneness as we grow in the energy of faith and hearing. And by hearing and faith, we thank you that we're growing in the energy of spiritual love and light and ascension for all mankind. We thank you for the medium and the messenger, and we thank you for the idea of hope among all the dark energy in this world, that we are enlightened, moving above and transcending above problems, even our personal problems. We know you handle everything, and you handle everything well. We thank you for love, light, and power. Those three elements to make us grow. Mankind. Believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you, Dr. Reggie. Thank you so much. This morning, we're in chapter 13, and we're going to talk about embracing the divine moment. And that divine moment, they say, is when we recognize the process of experiential compensation for the past. So they say that resistance to the changes that are transpiring within you will necessitate prolonged repetitions of categories of experience that essentially you have outgrown. You know, since we've been in the book, we know, and studying the book, we do know that when we have these experiences, and sometimes when we create this drama in our lives, it's so that we can grow, that it puts us in the ascension process, because we have to eliminate, or we have to learn these lessons so that our vibration can shift higher. We can reach a higher vibration. And they say, and they've told us this many times, as long as you cling to the idea of the way life is supposed to be, your life circumstances will continue to reflect a perspective that sees itself as the effect of circumstances beyond your control. And that evidence contributes to the perpetuation of a mindset that views itself as a victim. And around it goes. The experiences reinforcing the presumptions, and the presumptions setting the stage for experience. And eventually, you tire of the injustice of it all. And in some moment of desperation, you begin to dig within yourself and to unearth the clues that ultimately will lead you out of the wilderness. So as you reach saturation point with the experience of disappointment and suffering, you will have set the stage for the shift in consciousness that can begin to create life anew. For unbeknownst to you, the life you believe yourself to be living has not remained a static condition. You have assimilated much in the way of amplified vibration that would have opened the doors to the higher perspective that you, as an elevated soul, understand and embody. Yet still enmeshed in the complexities of your life script, you have done everything in your power to resist the radical change that those levels of energy are calculated to stimulate. And most likely, you have continued to cling to the remnants of your self-styled life raft as it begins to drift into the turbulent seas of change. It is true that you were not prepared for these times, at least not in the way that you expected to be, and you were not taught to expect that suddenly in midstream your life would veer off course and there would be, and you would be without a compass or a map or any of the other externalized crutches that you have taught yourself to rely upon. All that remains are the clues that begin to emerge from within. And in shifting the weight of responsibility for navigating your way through these uncharted seas from what has been learned to what has never been forgotten, you are once again on your way. So this time, however, the way has altered. It has all the familiar landmarks, but the landscape in which you find yourself is a shifting one, and you learn instinctively to float within the fluidity of its embrace. This is not the world of the pre-programmed automation that goes through the motions of enacting his robotic routine with predictable results. All that might have been predictable has been deleted from the program. And in increments, you begin to experience a taste of the magnitude of the real power that is your true essence. So with a boost from the accelerating vibration of the world around you, you have been catapulted into new levels of experience, parallel and augmented levels of reality that enable you to transcend the nature of how you experience life. So in essence, you have ascended. And how you adapt to the subtle difference in the nature of your new surroundings help to determine the level of struggle that you will continue to encounter as you acclimate yourself to conditions of unrelenting change. This is so powerful because what they're basically saying is, as I started out in the beginning of the lesson, is that the ascension process includes looking, attracting circumstances in your life to help you to ascend. And you're creating them out of error in your thoughts. But how many of you, since we've been in oneness, find yourself taking a deep breath throughout the day and just acknowledging your divinity? Or how many of you throughout the day begin to notice the time between you when you have a thought, or when you speak a word, that you have the manifestation of what you have asked for or what you have desired? Have you paid attention to the shortness or the gap between the thought and the manifestation? I know I have. It is absolutely amazing. When you move into that place where you're not resisting anymore, that you recognize there's a power within me, that when I speak a thing, I create it. When I think a thing, I create it. As long as I'm coming from my heart's desire, and it will manifest. As you move into that truth of your being, of who you are, the power that you have, you will experience instantaneous manifestation. And according to this channeled work, this is the first time in our humanity, in humankind, that we have been at this level to experience it. So what is that telling us? That we need to be careful about what we think, what we talk about. Dr. Reggie always says, what we think about, we talk about, and what we talk about, we bring about. So yesterday we focused on our dreams, and the reason we were we spent plenty of time going through dreams, because that's a thought. It's in your subconscious, and it's part of the creative process. You are creating moment to moment. And I know you've heard it before, and you're going to hear it more often in this book, because we are drilling it. Because repetition creates what? According to Dr. Reggie, repetition creates impact. We become perfect as we repeat it and repeat it, and then it's on autopilot. I love when they say that at some point, you know how you get up in the morning, it's Monday morning, you get up, you have a whole little routine that you go through, you take a shower, you go put your cup of coffee on, whatever your routine. My routine is I roll out of bed and I run downstairs, I turn the computer on, it's all robotic. But they say that time is over. Be aware that no matter that you are creating in every moment. And so now in the mornings, I try to shift my energy into a space of calmness. I go into my inside, into my divinity. I take a deep breath. I center myself. I align myself with that energy so that I can be ready for you at 7:00. And now you join me at 7, you're aligning yourself with your divinity so that you can go out into the world. And you become consciously aware first thing in the morning, I am a creator. I am co-creating with God. Whatever I speak, whatever I think is being delivered to me now. My word does not go out void, does not come back void. And in that process, you are ascending. You are ascending. Okay, as each level is encountered and each set of conditions is assimilated vibrationally, you begin to refine and re-refine your perception of the nature of your reality and your place within it. Aren't you finding that moving into that realization that you are consciously creating and the power that you have, it's a new world open to you. It's not the way they taught us. It wasn't the way mama and daddy told you. It's not the way the world tells you that you got to go out here and beat your brain out and struggle and compete with other people. It's not that way at all. You speak it and you say, you know, this is I desire this for my highest good and for the highest good of everyone involved. So that if you're looking for employment, you say, I want the perfect job for me, where I can be an asset and a light to the world. And this company will serve me. It will be for the highest good of me and everyone involved. It's a different way of going after it. Instead of you like, how am I going to get this happening? How am I going to make this happen? Where am I going to go? You're not in panic mode anymore, because you know confidently that your word will go out and manifest what you need. You just need to trust. How does the wizard tell us? What did Merlin say? We need to trust and trust and have faith and faith. But this is a new reality. And you're in training now. and you need to recognize that you are invested in an ongoing process that has a distinct sense of where it is headed and has no need of your logical mind to steer the ship. You've got to let go of that so-called logic. Let go of it and be open to receive guidance. Donna, go this way. Donna, pick up the phone and call this person. You have to quiet that chatter in your mind to hear your higher self direct you which way to go. With each level of vibrational augmentation that you assimilate, understandings emerge as knowingness, and you become quite comfortable with the process that begins to put the past and the trials of transformation in perspective. How many of you are finding that you're reviewing your life right now? Because when you grab hold of this, and you understand, I don't need to go through this drama. I don't need to be depressed. I don't need to be unhappy. You start examining, why am I experiencing this? What do I have to learn from this? I need to get this lesson so that I can move on. This is liberating information for you. It has liberated me. It is so liberating. So these understandings are not in the form of facts with which you have been schooled, but rather in the form of a vantage point that has always been within you. But until these times of upheaval, these understandings were dormant, waiting for a frame of reference to give them relevance. Having transcended the conditions that kept you blinded to limited levels of perception, you are able to actually see what, until now, you could not see. Because your world and your place within it have shifted ever so subtly at first, and you may not even notice initially that you are, in fact, somewhere else. And then it happens again, and yet again, and slowly you begin to understand the nature of what is truly happening within you and in the world around you that reflects it. You know, one of the reasons I am so grateful for this economic upheaval that we've had in our country, not only in our country, but all over the world, is it is forcing us, is getting our attention to go within. People are finding that they don't want to go back into corporate America. They are finding their joy. So we look at this experience and think, oh my God, this is horrible. Oh. We label everything. But what's the blessing inside of it? Dr. Reggie says, every experience we have is a lesson or a blessing. I believe it's both. We learn from it and it blesses us. So when we look at all of this, know that this drama that is created and that we're experiencing as a collective consciousness, and I'm speaking in terms of that economic downturn, it is creating an opportunity for us to grow. And to grow where we become aware of our divinity, which in this physical life equals and means our joy. There's no struggle. We can release the struggle. We can release a robotic life. We're set free. Look how many people were left unemployed. And I know that it's difficult, but it forces you to look for something deeper. I know that's what happened to me. It forced me to rely on something other than a paycheck. And I really moved into the consciousness that all of my needs are met. God will supply my every need. The universe is waiting to say yes to me. The universe is waiting to say yes to you because you are the creator. Listen, we're talking about ascension. This whole process is about ascension. What I'm describing to you is ascension. And it's ongoing. It's not you could lay down at night and one day suddenly you just ascend, or that you just keep studying these spiritual principles, pouring it in, and you keep waiting to be uplifted, go up in the sky, whatever. It is a learning process, and your vibration is raising higher and higher with every process, with every experience. You're sucking in life experiences that raise your vibration. You are experiencing the effects of ascension all the time, and it is a fact of life itself. Whether or not you are comfortable with the idea of it, you have gifted yourself with the experience of awakening to the reality of your circumstances in order that you might be liberated from the prison of karmically induced conditions. So now, there is this opportunity to shift some of those patterns, and now there is a chance to rise above the conditions that are negative for choices made and levels of reality that you would consider to be your past. Now is the time to let it go. Because you're able to flow with the momentum that unites all of creation. And with the help of the energies that flood your world, because right now, you know, a lot of you are aware that we're in 2012, but we've been, you know, 2012 is the end. We've been in this energetic shift. The universal and the entire cosmos has been in this universal shift for some time now. Some time we've been here. So you are in that momentum. You're in that momentum, in that energetic shift, and with the help of those energies that flood your world, our world, you have been gifted with the experience of what? A divine moment. And this is one in which you have the chance to accelerate the process of experiential compensation that under denser conditions might have taken centuries. Do you recognize the gift that we have been given? You know, I really emphasize being aware of instantaneous manifestation because it helps you to recognize that things are different. Wake up. Things are very different on this planet. And the more you are unaware of it, the more difficult your life is going to be. And the universe is trying to wake you up to your divinity. So your drama is going to be more dramatic in these times. The vibration of this planet requires it during these times. They end this paragraph by saying, in extreme cases, you might have cast, extreme cases might have cast you into a holding pattern of ongoing adversity indefinitely. The longer you stay unaware of the gifts that you have been designed, the power that is within you, the divinity that is within you, in these times, you will stay in problems. You'll have drama continuously until you wake up. And trust me, that's done with a lot of love. That's done with a lot of love. Okay, so I'm going to open the lines this morning for discussion, for questions and comments, if you'd like to share. Anyone? Press number one on your telephone keypad. Dr. Renji, do you have anything you want to add to our lesson?
I'm really impressed because this is a very important, very poignant chapter. And by listening to it, it reaffirms who we are, the divinity of who we are, even the holding pattern that we get in, not being aware. And it's so simple to shift your awareness of who you are.
It is.
When you're not aware, staying in the same cycle, the same cyclic pattern over and over. And why is this happening to me? God, why are you doing? God is not doing it to you. God in you is yourself, doing it to yourself with a lot of power. Until you learn the lesson, until you get out of the pattern and the holding pattern of adversity, as you mentioned, when you become aware that you are much more than your job, much more than a mere housewife, much more, you are very dynamic. You are the God power living in a structural earthbound state. And temporarily, I might add, but you always ascend, always getting stronger. When we realize that, and the word realize means to make real, when we make it real, it becomes a vibrational pattern of light and empowerment. And we ascend automatically. I love this chapter. I love it.
We have some people in the chat room. I want to share this comment from Nettie Loves Alley. She says, I wish I could place myself where I need to be. After a very abusive relationship in which I still love the man.
Still love him at a distance and never bring him to mind again. Just love him and release him. And guess what? The law of the universe says when you release something, you receive something else. Let him go. Don't bring the abusive pattern in this relationship. Ask yourself, what did I learn from this relationship to help me grow? And how do I grow from here? Then you open up different gateways for a new relationship and a more powerful one. Instead of repeating the same kind of man in your life over and over and over again. Letting it go and releasing it and thanking God for the lesson and moving on.
You know, being a woman and being in relationships, there's different forms of abuse. There can be where you can sense from your partner that love is not there. You're loving very deeply, but they're not loving you the way you want to. The realization for me when I was able to release being in those types of relationships was when I know this is going to sound, but it was when I recognized that God was within me, that my body was a temple, that energy that sparks my life force, my life force is God, my life force is divine. And it didn't come from a place of ego. I merged with it. And once I realized that, I began to love me and respect me because I know that I'm worthy of so much more. And that moved me into to release the relationship. that wasn't serving my highest good, which was to honor that divinity within me. So sometimes we think that we love a person, but we may be really craving something else, which I would call lust. Because when you truly, truly love, you don't feel the pain. You can easily release it if it is true, true love. Now, if there are other things in the relationship where you're codependent or you can't, it makes it more difficult to move into forgiveness and to move to where you can release. But know, Nettie, that you are a beautiful, beautiful spirit. And there is a beautiful light within you that deserves to be loved and treated well. So now you have to say, what I've learned from this is that I deserve more. I deserve a different experience. I'm reading your notes. I see that here. Dr. Reggie is also saying that you need to move into a place of forgiveness. Isn't that right? She's saying that he was physical with her. It was physical. The abuse was physical, mental, and emotional abuse.
Well, I attracted this into my life, and now I am detracting it. I know physically I am the temple of God, and no one can harm me physically. Emotionally, these are my emotions. I was holding things in emotional vibrations. Release and abuse, something that you decide to accept or reject. All three levels, emotional, physical, abuse. You say, you know what? I got the whole gamut of the experience. I release it. Release it and let it go. Long enough to release it. Again, I love this person for who they were. In the beginning, I thought they were different, but my perception of them was different. I released it, and I now let it go. Church, someone into my life who's going to open the path of love, true love on every level, emotional, physical, and mental. Thank you. I thank God in advance for the relationship because you think.
Okay. On my end, Dr. Reggie, you're breaking up.
Sorry. Okay.
Nettie, did you hear everything? All right. I'm going to go ahead and take a call. And, Nettie, if you didn't hear everything, we'll try to go back and repeat it. 4414, you're on the air this morning. Hello, 4414, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's
Did you have a question or comment this morning?
Well, comment, yes, he was breaking up really bad. I only got the last part of what you was reading, and it resonated with me.
Uh-huh.
It's like my life is going with the flow. I have a lot of negative things that may happen around me or to me, or just weird things that happen to me. But then the door is opening for my spiritual ascension and my visions are coming in much clearer when I'm talking to people. And it's just that I don't understand the negative force that's coming in. I know it's pushing me away, but where to? You know how I don't think of negative as bad. I think of negative as causing you to have a reaction to it as to, you know, the door is closing here, which is appeared to be negative, which because it's telling you there's another door open over there, which is a more positive, I feel it's positive pulling you and negative is pushing you.
Uh-huh. Dr. Reggie, do you have anything that you can share with her?
I think when she's correct. That's absolutely right all the way, because when you view them not as negative or positive, when you view them, you experience them experientially as something that is negative. But you know what? That's your lesson. That's the lesson to push you into a new vista, a new doorway of understanding, and that's a part of the ascension process. Growing, that's a part of growth. Growth is never easy at first. But once you recognize it for what it is, you walk into your enlightenment, and that's a very powerful thing to respond to, because your response to it, not your reaction to it, but your response to it. Your response is always one of love. Your reaction may come from, oh, my God, that hurt, or ouch, why did you do that to me? Why is this happening? You don't do that. You look at it and say, you know what? I see growth in this pattern. I see ascension. I see God even in this, and I thank him in me for having the discernment by the power of the Holy Spirit to grow. And it always works. It always works. It never fails, because God will never fail. The one thing he can't do is fail. Even in you, when you imbue yourself with the energy of God and your enlightenment, you can walk through a situation. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you're not going to take up residence. You don't have to live there. It's your choice not to take up real estate there and live there. Because I will fear no evil. I walk through it to get to the other side. There's something on the other side, apparently. If you're walking through something, you're going through something to get to something. And you realize it, even in your enlightenment.
Yes. Yes, you're correct. I had chills when you just said that. But I do understand that I'm going through something and there. Teaching me, because everything is a lesson. It's like,
yes,
I have more compassion with people, mm-hmm, more understanding,
yes,
understanding that they too are going through a transition, and sometimes they're
exactly
stuck. And so
and you're helping
you
to lead them. You're leading them. You know that, right? You're helping to lead those people because you've been through it yourself.
Right.
It's a very powerful lesson.
But not
your life, your light is going to dispel all darkness. Your light that you shine in you, because of your newfound understanding in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, is going to lead you to a place and people go, oh, my God, how did you just go through that? How did it phase you off? Yes, I've been through it. And your light, mm-hmm, of course, according to the law of the universe, every light will negate or neutralize or destroy every darkness.
Okay.
So you are the light. You are the light.
Okay.
Okay. I have a couple of more callers, and we're running out of time. I'd like to give them a chance. I so appreciate you. I hope you join us again real soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 0533, you're on the air. Hello. I'll go to the next one. 0411, you're on the air.
Yes, Cynthia, this is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Good. And I'll try to be very quick. This is such a broad subject, but it brings to mind the text that says, by this will all men know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And from that text came that text, and from that text it has always been my thing that there's always seemed to have been a breakdown in communication among us. And since communication is key to relationships, and since relationship is so very pertinent and important to me, I don't know, I think I was here placed on this earth to lead in and recovering, to heal relationships, because there's such a big breakdown in them, personally and interactive, in terms of dealing with co-workers, family, friends, the whole thing. And it's such a deep subject. We could probably visit this again. But I want to add that in our own healing, we do look back and reflect on the trials and the things that reoccur in our lives to rectify them. It's interesting because I I had gotten an email from someone I hadn't heard from in a while. And the relationship sort of went stale because of some things that took place, and I took responsibility for it. I'm not sure if they did. But anyway, for them to respond and ask me to give them a call, I thought that was rather interesting. I mean, once we, since I have chose and I get to choose to be on this path, it's as if things will come to allow me to observe, to learn from, and to be empowered from lessons that I've had before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes redundant, but it's very helpful. And then it's interesting that when you look at it from a different perspective than you did before, you are able to grow from that and get the power from it that the universe wants to give you, and so on. And some things are more challenging to others in terms of relationships.
Yes. You know, one of the things that they bring out in oneness is that there are a couple of things about experiences that you have, even in with the circumstances in your life or the dramas that you go through in your life. One is that as you near the completion of the lesson, the drama is going to be more painful, or it'll be more difficult or more challenging.
And then
what happens is, like Dr. Reggie always says, the punishment hasn't been severe enough, so you get it again, and it's even stronger. But there comes a point when that circumstance comes in your life again, that situation or that drama reappears in your life again. You recognize it immediately, but you have no attachment to it. You're completely detached. There's like absolutely no feeling, no judgment whatsoever. And I love the caller that talked about, that said, oh, I call it negative, but it really isn't a negative feeling, because we've learned in Circles of Prosperity, because we've been through several books here, not to place the labels on it, not to place a judgment on it.
True.
But that drama that comes, when you get to the point where you can be in the midst of it and be an observer, know that you have ascended. It's a sign that you have ascended to another level, that your vibration has shifted to a higher level.
Though it is so intense.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing this morning.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Jean.
Yes.
You made it up this morning. You know, we partied until last night for Dr. Reggie's birthday, and both of us were just trying to roll out. It was so fabulous. We had a wonderful, and I thank you so much, Jean and Carolyn, you and Charlotte, you guys just, and Kivis came, and oh my goodness, it was just awesome. We had the whole Circles of Prosperity crew. It was awesome. How are you this morning? We have just a minute, a little bit over a minute, if you'd like to share very quickly.
Well, just quickly, embracing divine moment of growth. That's what I'm getting, and I am so grateful to be on this call.
Oh, thank you. It is growing. Listen, we have people in our chat room this morning. We've got callers on, so be patient with me because I'm trying to multitask here. And so I hope you guys are patient. Nettie, I know that you didn't hear all this good stuff, and I want to make sure you hear it, that what Dr. Reggie had to say for you. So even though the show goes off, if you could stay on so that we can, we won't be streaming. I don't know if you're listening to us just by streaming, but I know he wants you to hear what he had to say. Dr. Reggie, would you take us into our closing prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the listeners. I decree and declare and affirm that they are blessed and enriched in every part of their lives. Everything that faces and poses a challenge to them is a learning and a growing experience. We thank you as we stand in awe of your power to solve problems through us. Every relationship is a divine relationship.
Mm.
Every incident is a divine moment. Everything we go through is to let us know we're getting to something higher in ascendancy and mastery over our own lives. We bypass all the energy and the negative energetic signatures of people. We know that you are in them and you made them. Let us see their beauty and their light in spite of their own abusive energy they grew up in and went through. And they tried to abuse others. Let us see that you nurtured them on some level and see the good part of themselves in us to overcome their diversity of anger and hatred and disappointment. We ask you, by the energetic power and signature of the Holy Christ in One, to make these things available to us and allow us to be the change that we seek. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Many of you that are on chat, or maybe if you're a first-time caller, you're not aware of who we are or what we do, but Dr. Reggie is a mystic. We were given that word last night. We definitely have always recognized him as highly intuitive and a prophet, but we were told that he is supposed to be called a mystic. That is who he is. So we're always blessed and honored to have him on the call. He is just a wonderful, wonderful blessing for us. He does sessions. He has prophetic sessions. If you would like to reach out to Dr. Reggie, you can reach him at 800-401-8129. And I guarantee you, if this is the first time you visited Circles of Prosperity, just give us 4 weeks and we will change your life. I love you. God loves you. Have a blessed day.
And a great weekend.
And a great weekend. Amen.